is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and it's your show. If you want to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including the wiki, over 1,350 pages of user listener created content for free at wiki.freetalklive.com. Rolling right back into the phone calls, it is Jim in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim. Jim?
Yeah, hello.
Hey there.
Hey, it was good to see you guys this morning at the State House.
Thank you very much, sir.
Before I get into that, though, I just wanted to say how good it was to hear from that guy from Estonia. I was in Estonia back when it was part of the Soviet Union.
Really?
And when I was there, I met some kids about my age, 18 years old. And they had been thrown in jail and had their head shaved and spent a couple days in jail because they had had a beer or something.
Oh, my.
And, you know, they viewed those guys as an occupying force. They viewed the Russians as an occupying force. And I looked on the Index of Economic Freedom and Heritage, and they're number 12, which is unbelievable.
Wow, they've been moving up, too, haven't they?
Yeah, they went from 60% economic freedom to, like, 78%.
Pretty
good.
And
they crush us in a number of different ways. So.
Maybe that should be the... I know there's a European Free State project somewhere out there. Maybe that should be their choice. I don't know if it qualifies as Europe, but
yeah.
It's close, right?
Oh, that's Europe, definitely.
Yeah.
Eastern Europe. I was at the State House today for the seatbelt law. I don't know if anybody else called on that.
No, not yet. We'd held off on talking about it because you had called in at the beginning of last hour and dropped off, and so I figured we'd wait for you to check back in. Mark and I showed up this morning around 10 o'clock, and you and a bunch of other people were there. A lot of people I didn't know and didn't have time to really go around and introduce myself to. But nonetheless, it was good turnout, I think, as far as liberty-loving individuals coming out to New Hampshire State House in order to fight against legislation that will make New Hampshire the 50th state, the very last of the United States, to have a mandatory seatbelt law for adults. That's what the legislation's looking to do.
And now, Jim, how would you say, how many people would you say turned out for our side?
40.
Okay. I was trying to come up with a number with Ian, and we came close to that. I think we said 30, but we weren't there the full day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's people coming in and out. It started off, just so you know, with a protest in the morning out by the highway intersection there.
Mm-hmm.
So there was about 10 of us there waving signs and had a lot of people honking, people, like, taking off their seat belts and holding it out, and, you know.
Now, so, how would you say it went as far as the hearing itself?
Well, I'd say it went well. I mean, it seemed like a lot of bureaucrats kind of monopolized the time and, made their emotional arguments. After you guys left, the best testimony I heard all day was this guy that works for the state transportation department. He's the guy in charge of educating people on wearing seat belts, not only on wearing seat belts, but being safe drivers. And he went in to say that of the $3.7 million that comes from the federal government, his organization would get $1 million of it, and then the rest of it, him and another organization would have to decide how to split that up. And he went on to talk about it, and then one of the senators at the end that was for this law said, "So I don't understand, are you supporting this law or against it?" He goes, "Well, I'm against it. I think education is the right solution. You're not forcing people to do this."
Wow. You know, how unusual that a bureaucrat would say something
like that. Yeah, and this is the guy that his organization stood to get $1 million out of this.
Mm, wow.
Only in
New Hampshire, huh?
Yeah, and the senator was flabbergasted. He says, "I don't understand why you're saying this. We've had testimony that says it costs, it's going to raise insurance." The testimony was that since we're all on Medicare and Medicaid, that it's going to cost people when people get in accidents.
Right. Well, but hold on. It's still going to cost people whether or not they get into whether or not it's against the law and they aren't wearing their seatbelt and they get in accidents. So that point isn't valid. The only point is we want to collect fines for $50 to $100 for you not wearing seatbelt. That's the only valid point. All that other feel good crap doesn't make any sense because I can go kill myself today if I feel like it, and your laws aren't going to do anything about it.
Well, that's right, and that point was made. And the thing that gets me is they're saying, okay, we've already forced you to pay for somebody else's health care. Now, because we force you to this, let's use this argument to force you to do something else.
It's a classic example of big government using itself as an excuse to get even bigger.
Bigger. Absolutely.
Because the representatives or the senators were up there today. They were saying, well, you know, we want our freedom to not have to pay for other people's health care. And this is increasing the costs on us. And we should be free to have as low as taxes as possible. And I agree completely. You should be. So let's get the government the hell out of taking care of people and leave it up to the marketplace. But nobody did anybody bring that up? I don't think they did while we were there.
Yes, actually, Dawn Lincoln, they asked her, well, what about, you know, I have to pay for you if you get in an accident? And she says, I'm not asking you to, and I don't think you should have to.
Good.
So, yeah, that point was brought up. I want to just briefly say what my testimony was. I talked about how I'd been 12 years in the Air Force and that I'd lived in about half a dozen states and visited a lot more, spent time in the Soviet Union, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Britain, Italy, France, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. A pilot with 3 aerial achievement medals fighting in Bosnia, Somalia, and Iraq, quote-unquote, fighting for freedom.
Yeah, they love that crap.
They do.
Right, yeah.
You might as well use it if it works.
Yeah, so I didn't get into that. And then, you know, and I said, when I got out of the Air Force and came to settle down near my family in the New England area, I chose New Hampshire because they valued freedom the most. And I said, you've got two choices. You can either say New Hampshire has faith that people can decide for themselves what's best, or that people are too stupid or lack common sense, which one of the guys actually said. He said people lack common sense.
Mm.
So, and then I finish it up to say that I was appalled that I was out there, quote unquote, fighting for freedom, and I come back and find that people are selling my freedom from underneath me.
Yep, now, it's really sick.
Yeah, and I had a tear in my eye because I recently resigned from the military, 2.5 years short of retirement, because I've come to realize that I wasn't fighting for freedom, unfortunately, and that I would have been much better off doing what I'm doing now, which is becoming politically active and trying to protect our freedoms here.
That's great.
And it really, you know, disappoints me. You know, all the Ron Paul discussion. You know, he's right on this matter. What were we doing in Bosnia? What were we doing in Somalia? What did that have to do with making America free?
Indeed.
Meanwhile, the bureaucrats are back here selling our freedoms away.
How did you come about, come around? Obviously, we're not talking about seatbelts now, but how did you come around to that realization? That must have been a tough one to bring yourself to.
Well, I would say about half of it is from listening to you guys, and about half of it is from Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. You guys got me thinking along that route. And then I read, you know, a lot of the stuff from Foreign Policy of Freedom that he talks about. And I always knew, you know, with Bosnia and Somalia that those were inappropriate uses of our military because I believe in a strong defense.
Right.
And that's not what those were about. And I was angry about those at the time. Mm. And then when Iraq came, I said, finally, a war that's in defense of the U.S. And then the next thing you know, I realized, no, that was a lie too.
Yeah, what a shocker.
We haven't fought for defense for a long time.
Yeah, pretty much since the Revolutionary War. Pretty much.
Mexican-American War.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Mexican-American War, anyway, so you know, and I was still in the reserves, and so I'm sitting there saying, well, I can spend my 30 days a year doing reserve work, or I can spend that 30 days a year, you know, becoming politically active, running for state house and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's going to do more for freedom than the military was not. And I found that just really sad because, wow. You know, I believe in a strong defense and, I believe in the proper use of military, but I feel like I've been betrayed.
Well, congratulations. That is a tough paradigm to shift, especially with the constant indoctrination in this country of citizens. You know, the idea, we were driving back from Concord today listening to one of the FM talk stations here in the state, and they had Dennis Miller on. And he took two phone calls while we were listening from military members. And, of course, you know, the cliche phrase, as soon as somebody mentions that they're in the military, the cliche phrase is always, thank you for your service. And it reminds me that I think there's a certain segment of the population, I don't think it's all of them, but a certain segment of the military population that gets into the military because they know it's instant respect. They know that as soon as they sign on that dotted line and get themselves into a uniform, as soon as they can actually claim to be in the military and show off their uniform, that Americans from coast to coast will all of a sudden give them respect that they didn't earn. And I'm kind of tired of that, personally.
Well, yeah, I don't pin the blame all on them because it's easy to believe that, but you know it's our politicians that betrayed the military. And
it's
I just want to add one more thing that So I was 2 years short of retirement. I gave up $500,000 of retirement.
Wow, thank you. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks, bye.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, you just go and get them. They're free at freetalklive.com. Com, and wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. So we just got off the phone with Jim in New Hampshire, and he was telling us that what I thought was just an amazing personal story about how he had been in the military for a number of years, was 2 years away from retirement, and gave it all up. Gave up a $500,000, I guess,
right.
Pension.
Yeah, sweet government pension.
For the purposes of moving to New Hampshire and pursuing liberty.
The Free State Project.
And being a liberty-oriented activist and just... Wow, you told me during the break that you don't know if you would have been able to...
I don't know if I would have. I can't imagine investing that kind of time, 18 years, and deciding to throw it all away.
Justin, it was an incredible personal story, and I think a great example of the lengths that some people will go to once they realize that they've sort of changed their mission in life. And that's what he did, essentially. Came around to a paradigm shift of, wow, I've thrown these last several years away as far as, you know, I thought one thing about the military, and now I realize that I was wrong. I mean, that has got to be brutal. And so, once again, congratulations to him on that. 800-259-9231. But he had originally called to talk about the seatbelt legislation here in New Hampshire. Now, in the state that you live in, if it's not New Hampshire, there is a law that prohibits you from riding without a seatbelt. And I don't know if there's a caller there, but we should put them on hold because I'm hearing funny noises. Anyway, there's a law there that is going to restrict your freedom. And now some of them are more draconian than others. There are usually two flavors of this law. One of them is the secondary offense, the other the primary offense type
right.
of law. And I don't know what percentage of states has what, but
yeah.
there's a mix of them
in
out there.
In these same states, many of them, Florida, they've made it legal to ride a motorcycle without a helmet. At the same time, they want people to drive a car with a seatbelt on. That baffles me. It just baffles me that you're going to allow motorcyclists to go without a helmet.
Well, you see, that's part of the slippery slope is that if they pass a law that that restricts people as far as it forces them to put seatbelts on,
mm-hmm.
then inevitably those people are going to get jealous of the people who still have freedom, like the motorcycle riders who can ride without their helmets,
yeah.
and they'll start lobbying to say, hey, this isn't fair. We have to wear our seatbelts, but they don't have to wear helmets. We demand a helmet law. Fairness and oppression.
Yeah.
That's the kind of crap that you'll see happen.
Sounds right.
And so it was really, they say we didn't stay for the whole thing. We stayed for about 2 hours today because we both had to go. We had to be back by a certain time.
That's the time we had committed for it, and I think
right.
we were there, and it was good to have our, show
but
our
this
faces.
This thing went on and on all day long. And this hearing went from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. That's a full day of work for some people. I mean, that's 6 hours. I presume there was a lunch break in there. But that's a long time
yeah.
to be sitting around listening to a bunch of bureaucrats and elected officials spout off as to why they want to restrict freedom. I mean, it can be a downer. And Dennis Goddard at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, one of our listeners and amplifiers, he does a great job. He put this together, and I really like the guy. And I just feel awful when I go there and get bummed out. Because I feel like I should be feeling better about everything, but I'm not. The more I go to the state house, the less I ever want to go.
It's a long, slow road. I mean, most of these people that decided in this state that would decide to run for representative or senator, the compensation isn't great. Senators, I think, actually get some kind of real compensation, but representatives get, I think, $200, which might cover
per
their
year.
Per year, yeah. Which might cover their gasoline, maybe. So those people get elected with an agenda, generally. Now, obviously, there's many people of a liberty and patriot mindset that would intend to get elected with that same sort of with an agenda also. But you think about these people; they're not they don't care about the constituents. They are not interested in the constituents.
From what I saw, there was a state senator there that kept mentioning the state. She cared about the state and the interests of the state.
Yes, she sure seemed to.
And really, it can really be a bummer. I don't know. I I'll probably go back, but
if something's important, I'm going to be there. I think that if nothing,
but you got to have all day if you want to be able to speak. They let the bureaucrats and the elected officials speak first, and so the regular folk had to wait until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You don't have to have all day. Everybody signs in on an opposed and against sheet. They know how many people were there, how many people were opposed, how many people were for, and that kind of thing. So they have an idea. You show up, you show your face, you stay for an hour or two, however long you can. I think that that's all that that the NHLA is looking for, is people to cycle in and cycle out. And
well, I hope that the Liberty side gets a victory on this one, because when you sit in there and you listen to the questions that these senators are asking, the people that are speaking, you got to get, a little bit bummed out over it, because they seem like they've made up their minds, at least some of them. I don't know if all of them have.
I would agree with you that it really did seem to me like many of those people had made up their minds.
And this was...
is all you're really hoping to do when you bring out 50 people or whatever, is you're hoping to change one of the people who's on the panel's mind. That's all. Hmm. You're just hoping to change one of their minds. Because if you do happen to change one of their minds, that'll make all the difference in the world. As a matter of fact, that committee was 5 people.
Yeah.
So if you changed one person, that's the swing vote in all likelihood.
It's true. It's true. So nonetheless, you got to look at it from the positive side, though. It's hard to, I guess what I'm saying is, it's hard to walk out of there feeling good about what just happened. But to look at it from the positive side, there was an amazing amount of Free Staters that turned out, and liberty-oriented activists, something that never would have happened in any other state. So things are moving in the right direction. It'll be better, Mark, when we can get 200 people sitting in that room instead of just 20 or 30.
Mm.
That should be an interesting time. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Yes, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to congratulate Free Talk Live for being voted the fourth most flagrant against dig policy.
Was that a voting thing? I thought that was just
somebody just
picking
a list.
It is a list. It's only one person's opinion, but I take it you guys have seen the list.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, 8 out of the top 10. No surprise here, all Ron Paul related websites.
Yeah.
So I got a kick out of that.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a good company to be in.
Let's explain what you're referring to. Dig.com is a website where users can generate the content and then dig, or essentially rank up the stories that they're interested in, or they can bury them if they don't like them. And so Ron Paul's campaign, the activists in the Ron Paul campaign, have been utilizing Dig because it's a powerful tool. It's a very popular website used by a lot of younger internet users, and so they've been utilizing it to spread the message of Ron Paul's candidacy. And if you'll hang on, we'll bring you back to a further discussion of Dig.com. 800-259-9231 and what's going on over there. But they're claiming that we're in violation of Dig's terms of services in order, because of the fact that we're encouraging people to go to their website and dig our show, which we are doing, and I'm not going to stop. Dig.freetalklive.com if you'd like to go and dig our program. 1-800-259-9231. How dare we send new users to their website? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. We give them away, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by hitting a shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's roll back into Bill in Oklahoma. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, we are talking about Dig.com, and for the uninitiated, Dig is one of the top 100 websites in the world. It's hugely popular. It's a social... what would you call it? Like a social bookmarking site, sort of, where essentially you can submit an article of interest, say an article about Ron Paul, and then other people will decide whether or not they like the article or not, and they'll either dig it up or they will bury it. And so if an article gets a lot of digs, then it shows up on the front page of Dig.com. And so if it's on the front page, then a lot more people will see it, and they'll be more likely to dig it, and so on. So it's this sort of user-driven news process, basically, is what it is. Web 2.0, I believe, is what it's part of. And it's become hugely popular, but you were telling us, Bill, that we've been outed as being one of the, I guess, participants on the Dig.com website that is in violation of Dig's terms of service. Is
and,
that right?
And apparently we only made it to number four.
Bill? Is Bill gone? Bill's gone.
Oh. Well, it was disappointing to see that...
He's back. Bill's back. Bill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We just were you able to hear what we just said?
Oh, yes. Like I said, unfortunately, you just made it to number four on that list.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, I know. You must be heartbroken about it.
Well, tough competition from Ron Paul. You know, we're sandwiched in there amongst seven or eight other Ron
Paul
websites.
He's got a lot of sizzle right now. I can share the spotlight.
Well, on another note real quickly, I want to announce that Oklahoma finally got their act together, and they've gone from a what they would consider a voluntary non-compliance with the national ID legislation to a completely non-voluntary compliance of the legislation movement. So we will not be participating in the national ID when it comes out next year.
Wow. Okay. So there is a law that was passed that that opts Oklahoma out.
Right. It initially started with the Republican. She wanted us to choose for ourselves whether we wanted to comply or not.
Mm.
And then just last week, a Democrat changed it and said, no, nobody's going to comply to it. And that overwhelmingly got approved.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on that. So do you think that Dig.com is going to do anything about the so-called violation of terms of service?
Possibly. They've been getting a lot of bad press lately, unrelated to political issues. It's more of a fanboy thing regarding like that that digit, that random number that keeps popping up on articles. That's still happening. For those who don't know, that has to do with the DMCA. There was a big riot a couple of weeks back over that.
A riot. An online protest, if you will, where a bunch of users of Dig.com went and essentially promoted a copywritten code all over the website. And there was nothing that the Dig creators could do about it. It was to the point where every single article that was being submitted to the website was a copy of this code in some way or another. And if they were the only way they could have handled it would be to have shut down their site. And so, you know, there's a certain point at which they just have to say, hey, we can't do anything about this. Our users want to do this. Our users want to promote this. Then we're going to step back and take our hands off. And that's what they did.
Yeah. And of course, with all that publicity that they got from that this when this gets leaked out to mainstream media, and undoubtedly it will at some point, it will just create more backlash. And, of course, Kevin Rose is just going to have to take a firm grip against us hooligans for wanting to promote liberty on the Internet.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You know, if he wants to squeeze liberty-oriented people out of his website, they'll just find somewhere else to go. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I've got the actual term of service here that we're supposedly in violation of. It says, it's term number 9, with the intention of artificially inflating or altering the Dig count or any other Dig service, including by way of creating separate user accounts for the purpose of artificially altering Dig services, which we don't advocate that at all.
No. And artificially, to me, means cheating, like, you know,
creating
putting
account.
Some kind of zombie or something like that. I don't know enough about Internet
Some sort
stuff.
Of script.
But asking
that.
People to go and vote, I don't think that's a violation of the TOS.
I don't think so either. Well, it says here, giving or receiving money or other remuneration in exchange for votes, we don't do that, or participating in any other organized effort that in any way artificially alters the results of Dig services. So, yeah, what is artificial about us sending people to their website? Because I know Dig could very easily claim, well, our site's bigger than yours. And it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they don't need Free Talk Live. But then again, Free Talk Live doesn't really need Dig. We'll be fine without them.
Absolutely. Free Talk Live is going to be the number one radio show in the nation, and it doesn't matter a whit about Dig.com.
Right. So at the moment, you know, even when we're the number one radio show in the nation, we still won't have as popular a website as Dig, presuming they're still hot at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Rush Limbaugh's website.
But
he's not the top
Rush Limbaugh's website isn't as good as ours.
But still, my point being, you're still a much more niche product than a major website would be.
Okay.
But anyway, so they could still hold that over us. But that doesn't reduce the fact that we're sending new people to their website. I mean, there are people listening on to Free Talk Live that have, A, never been to Dig.com, B, never had any reason to find out what Dig.com is, C, aren't really in the Dig.com demo, or for whatever reason haven't gone to their website. Mm-hmm. But by us promoting our existence on their site, because Dig.com has a podcast section wherein Free Talk Live is under the news and talk section, and we're the number 2 ranked podcast now and in the news and talk section.
Right.
And that's because we've gotten on the air and said to people, go to dig.freetalklive.com and dig our show. And then you have to go back to their website every 2 weeks and, like, dig an episode or dig anything else on the website in order to lock in your Dig Free Talk Live.
Right.
Yeah, and which is a brilliant device on their part. But you know, if you want to kick us off your website, then that's fine. We'll just take our promotional abilities to some other site. We'll just promote Podcast Alley some more. Go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. I mean, look, we're driving new people to their site, and as Free Talk Live gets bigger, we'll only be driving more new people to their site.
You know, I still, when you think about Rush Limbaugh compared to Dig.com, and, you know, we were sort of making that analogy just a moment ago, yeah, Rush Limbaugh has a lot more effect on America than Dig.com does. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, I was just talking about popularity of websites.
I know what you're saying, but I'm you know, now that we've entered it into the equation, I was just sort of fleshing it out.
Right. I'm guessing Rush is probably in the top 1,000 and Dig's in the top 100. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. I doubt
it's a major website. I don't want to diminish.
Right. I doubt anything's going to come of this, but we'll keep you up to date if it does. 800-259-9231 to James in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to mention something about this Save the Internet Radio thing.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Is that going to affect some of the radio shows that I listen to, like yours and others?
I don't know what you listen to beside Free Talk Live, but what you're talking about is the new regulations that the federal government has upheld. They've passed and then upheld them that basically say that music internet radio stations will have to pay some pretty obscene royalties to the RIAA and other groups like that.
But it won't be talk radio.
Yeah, talk radio shouldn't be affected. However, there is some fallout, and one example of that would be our old affiliate in the UK, Red Dragon 365. They've dropped off the map because they were utilizing a service called Live 365, which is a website that exists in order to, so people could launch their own channels, their own audio channels. They could put whatever content they want on those channels. Mm-hmm. And the deal is you pay a monthly fee in order to get access to the site. And included in that fee is the whatever percentage they need to charge for the rights, for the BMI and the ASCAP licensing and all that. And the sad part is about at least that particular website is they charge those fees across the board. So it doesn't matter if you're providing talk content or music content. If you're a talk content provider, you have to pay the music fees, which is awful, and I think it's terrible. But then again, there's no way for them to monitor all of the feeds on their
site.
Right,
you might do a talk show and then play one song.
Right, so okay. That's in that way, yes, some talk stations on the Internet will be hurt, but independents like us that don't rely on another website to promote aren't going to be touched at all by this. And thank you for your concern, James. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Marijuana and Moms. We'll talk about it coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know what you can do with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then become an amplifier, like have done over 380 of our listeners for as little as $3 a month. It's very simple. We don't charge you for our website. So we give away all the features that all those other talk shows want to charge you like $7 a month for. We give it all away for free. So we just ask that you support the show if you like us. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what the program's all about. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month. We turn it around into promoting the show, into buying advertising in industry publications like Talkers Magazine, attending conventions, which we'll be doing coming up in New York City within a few weeks from now, and all of these things and more, and the list of things we're doing is there at amp.freetalklive.com with plenty of detail. But all of these things combine to help us spread this show to more radio stations and thereby new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth $3 a month, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also get some perks. You'll get access to the Amp Only chat room, the Amp Only call-in line, the Amp Only forum, and there's a few more details there. Amp.freetalklive.com. To Phoenix, Arizona, and a story I wanted to get to Saturday night because I think it's pretty iconoclastic.
Okay.
It's about moms and pot. In fact, a number of mothers in the Phoenix area admit they use marijuana to wind down after a long day, KHPO TV station reported. Shea Pausa surveyed hundreds of mothers through her website, Cheeky.com. She targeted women in affluent suburban areas. Quote, "These were middle to upper middle class women, professional women, mommies. We had some that were members of the PTA and even one school teacher," reported. They're women like Jan, who's 30 and has one child. Sue is 37 and has two kids. Quote, "But I've also used it for headaches. I've used it when I've been sick with a stomach flu, when I've been really nauseous, and I mean, I need to function. So it's in my medicine cabinet," Sue said.
Hmm.
Of the hundreds of mothers that PASA surveyed, 52% of them said they smoke marijuana at least 10 times a year. 27% said they smoke it 1 to 7 times per week. And some of the women even said they would someday tell their kids about their secret. And that's what concerns some anti-drug groups. NotMyKid.org's Sarah Christensen says, "So what kind of message is that sending to a child? If it's okay to smoke pot in the house, is it okay to steal?"
Well, I don't know that these things are in any way. I know how they're linked. They're both illegal.
That's right.
They're both
that's
against
what she
the
says.
Law.
That's what she says after that. Bottom line, it's illegal.
Well, then the way I would solve that for her is let's make it not illegal to smoke pot because they're not both wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So where do the women get the marijuana? Some said they drop hints amongst friends until they find one that shares the habit, and others said they grow it themselves, which is, by the way, a much worse offense as far as federal offenses are concerned in regards to marijuana, selling marijuana, possessing marijuana, smoking marijuana.
You're not going to get turned in by your drug dealer. You know, at that point,
it's rare that a drug dealer turns in his clients. It's rare that in the world of police stings and narcotics busts, when you bust a drug dealer, you move up the chain, not down.
Okay.
Well, it's just not worth the time to go after someone with a half a gram of pot.
I understand. You know, I guess what you would have to be concerned with there are the people that you know and therefore that know that you grow pot.
Yeah.
Getting upset with you. I don't make too many enemies in my life, but I can imagine there's probably been a person or two who's upset enough to turn me in.
Well, if you're growing pot in a room in your house or a closet in your house, then you're a damn fool if you show any of your friends that.
Yeah, you would be a damn fool.
I mean, I don't care how good a friend they are.
If they live with you.
If they live with you, they should know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That can be a difficult scenario. I mean, have you ever lived with somebody that you don't live with anymore?
Yes.
Have they ever gone away less than happy with you? That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, if you're going to break up with the person you're living with, get the pot out.
That's good advice.
Keep it out for a while. All right. So I thought this was an interesting story. It's a short one, but I thought it was interesting to reveal how widespread the phenomenon of marijuana is here in America. Phoenix, Arizona moms, 52% smoke marijuana at least 10 times a year. And remember, these are the ones that admit to it. I think there's an additional phantom percentage that doesn't admit to it, but still does it. Maybe not 10 times a year, but maybe a couple times a year, they just won't admit to it.
Right. You know, some people don't consider themselves to be pot smokers, but now and then they'll smoke.
Right. And the fact is, they're breaking the law. They're not breaking it as many times in a year, but they're still breaking the law, and they could very well be taken out of their homes and thrown in a jail cell for it.
Mm.
In some cases, that's more or less likely than others. But the fact remains, and the possibility still remains that if a mom is caught smoking marijuana by whatever means, maybe she's got a joint with her in the car, or whatever it is that happens, she makes a mistake, a joint falls out while she's in the store, something like that. She gets caught. She goes to jail. What's that going to do to her family life? What's that going to do to her kids? And by the way, I'm not saying that to advocate that mom stop smoking pot. I totally understand. I mean, some people get home at the end of the day and they drink some beers to take the edge off. Ladies might drink a bottle of wine or have some wine in order to...
If you're doing that every day, the chances are good you're addicted to alcohol. You need to rethink that. But yes, go ahead.
Maybe so, but nonetheless, the fact still remains that
people
that is legal. It's okay to do that.
People do it, you know, regardless.
By the law, it's acceptable to engage in that sort of behavior. You're not going to get carted off to a jail cell for that. But a mother that wants to come home, and she's really stressed out, and she wants to take the edge off, and she wants to relax a little bit, but she doesn't want to drink. She decides she wants to smoke a little bit of marijuana. She's now at risk of spending time in jail. Do we really want to break up families in order to send a message to the kids? Is that the right message to be sending to kids?
It doesn't sound like it to me.
No, I think that we should just leave people alone and let them make their own decisions and their own choices. And there's no negative. I mean, it's not any more negative to have a mom that smokes marijuana than have a mom that drinks alcohol at night.
I would agree.
Any more negative.
There might be some social stigma attached to it, but that's those people's problem.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they can advertise or not advertise whatever it is they wish about their lives. You know, that's up to them.
Let's let American adults make decisions for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so radical? Why is that so outrageous to some people? I don't understand that. But if that's outrageous to you, if it's outrageous that 52% of moms in Phoenix, Arizona are smoking marijuana on a fairly regular basis, If that's outrageous, and 27% of them admitting to smoking 1 to 7 times in a week, I mean, that's from, I would say, 7 times in a week, you're pretty...
It's a lot of smoking.
You're a pretty constant user of marijuana at that point. So going from weekend warrior to all week long, look, it's their business. Why don't we just leave them alone? How about that? Can we just do that in America? Isn't this supposed to be the land of the free, where people can make decisions to put certain things in their own bodies as they want to, as long as they aren't harming someone else? But someone could, of course, come back and say, well, you're harming the children.
Well, and I would, you know, okay.
What will the children think?
Given.
Going to grow up to be hooligans.
Though they may very well grow up to be hooligans, but they may grow up to be hooligans anyway. My parents never drank. My parents never smoked marijuana. I'm sure that my parents never smoked marijuana. They never drank in the house. All they ever had was like these collectible brandy things my dad would collect from the Moose Club. He never drank any of it, but you know, he'd get them from his fellow moosers, whoever they are. And I went to prison, so you can make a darn good case that that it has really very little to do with it. I'm sorry.
And you smoked pot, too, before
I did, because I didn't know anything about it. I drank and I smoked pot because I was very interested in this whole foreign lifestyle out there. I suspect.
But what if they're smoking their marijuana and little Johnny wants to try some? Then they're just going to get their kids addicted.
Well, hold on. Couldn't I very well give my 4-year-old a snifter full of brandy?
Lots of parents do that sort of thing.
They do. I think that there's times and places for that, and I also think that there's that you probably could do it in moderation would be my suggestion.
You know, what better way to be introduced to the world of altering one's consciousness than by one's parents?
Right. Those kids are going to drink brandy. Those kids are likely going to smoke pot.
Yes. And it's more and more likely. Every
where
year.
Would you want them to smoke it, and with whom would you want them to smoke it?
Strange people in an alleyway?
It doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
A drug dealer's house?
A bunch of 16-year-olds, if they're lucky they're 16. Mm-hmm. I mean, a bunch of 12-year-olds making that decision? That doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
It seems to make the most sense to have mom and dad introduce their kids to something like that.
It does. I mean, I find it's a scary concept.
Some people are going to be upset about that, but you know what? Leave people alone and let them make their own decisions for their lives and their kids, okay? You just keep to your damn self and deal with the people that you can affect and you can touch and your family and your friends.
Positive interactions.
Yeah.
No violence and force.
And leave it there. 800-259-9231. Mark's got an email about taxes on the way and your calls about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Did you know?